What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglio along with Charlie Long, and we'll be joined by the vacation guy. He's back. Steve Geller's back with us, and he will join us at 5:45 for our triple option feature. Charlie, you talked a little bit about it on the Flash, but certainly it's the big news item of the day. And that, man, the Steelers, you got to give it to them. They have kind of pulled and pushed every chip that they could in the middle of the table. And they came up with a new three-year contract, 3 years, $123 million extension. 108 of the 123 is guaranteed, which breaks down to $41 million a year. And their star outside linebacker defensive end, T.J. Watt, has now become the highest paid non-quarterback in the history of the National Football League. And not the first time. It's the second time he's hit that mark. And you think about T.J., no player in the NFL has recorded more quarterback sacks over the last 5 years than T.J. Watt. He's got 73.5 in that span. And this offseason, the Steelers and bringing in Aaron Rodgers, they make the trade to get DK Metcalf from the Seattle Seahawks. Drafted a guy I think's a really good fit defensive lineman for them, and I really like him, Derek Harmon from University of Oregon. He was a one-year player there. He was at Michigan State before he transferred to Oregon. Caleb Johnson, who I think's another good fit player. Maybe he's not the greatest athlete, and that's why he went in round three to the Steelers. And Jack Sawyer, another guy I could almost say the exact same thing. He's just a football player. Man, the Steelers have really chipped it in, but to give TJ what he was looking for, that big three-year, $123 million extension, and again, the important thing, 108 of it guaranteed.
Mike, a couple things here. First and foremost, Adam Schefter from ESPN now has the highest paid non-quarterbacks in the NFL. TJ Watt, $41 million average annual value. Jamar Chase, $40.25 million average annual value. Myles Garrett at $40 million even. Danielle Hunter, $35.6 million. Max Crosby, $35.5 million. Justin Jefferson, $35 million. Nick Bosa, $34 million. And CeeDee Lamb, $34 million. You sensed a little bit of a trend there as far as the highest paid non-quarterbacks. All pass rushers, all wide receivers as well. So TJ Watt, you know, earlier this offseason, the Myles Garrett extension comes down and he becomes the highest paid defender in NFL history. And then TJ Watt gets to eke out just by a million average annual value, that kind of title there. But also, 108 fully guaranteed at signing, Mike. Like, that is a ton of money for TJ Watt. Obviously deserved, though. He is such a superstar player on the defensive line. I mean, you read the numbers there, but get this as well. Six-time All-Pro in his career that started all the way back in 2017, Mike. Four-time first-team All-Pro and two-time second-team All-Pro. This is a guy that's going to be heading for the Hall of Fame by the time his career is over, and well-deserving of the type of contract that he received.
Charlie, you weren't working the draft night when the Steelers picked him, and I remember Bobby turning to me and said, Mike, ain't no way he can be better than his brother, J.J. Well, there's some debate there, because, man, you think about J.J. Watt before the injuries started to hit with him, you know, and he's another guy that, you know, he's going to be walking into Canton, Ohio, too. It's amazing, the Watt brothers and the impact they had in the National Football League. But, man, congratulations to TJ. And certainly a huge year for Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. And, man, we got a lot of Steelers fans in the area. You go to a Saints-Steelers game in the Dome, sometimes you wonder who's the home team. Man, and again, there's a certain age group of people who grew up watching the Steelers.
Right.
Four Super Bowls in the 70s, and the Bradshaw and Mean Joe Green and Lambert and Swan and Stallworth and Franco Harris, and I could go on and on with it. But they got a large fan base, and a little bit of pressure this year certainly on Mike Tomlin. He always says, hey, I like it. Bring it on. As a coach, you are made to have to deal with pressure. And so they've how'd that relationship, and I think that's one of the intrigues of the offseason, how he's going to get along with Aaron Rodgers. Because when, you know, the one thing with Aaron, you know, he's a Hall of Fame player, tremendous passer of the football, maybe one of the best we've seen in the last 25 years. Again, some of the off-the-field stuff, hey, he danced to the beat of his own drummer. God bless him. That's what America all about. But, man, how that will fit with him is going to be – because the Steelers aren't known for a team to really throw the football a ton. And now I think he's going to be put in a situation where they're going to throw the football much more than they have in other years because of Rodgers.
Yeah, I agree. And DK Metcalf added to the mix and him getting a really sizable contract as well. Mike, Jeff and I had looked at the highest paid wide receivers in pro football. DK's in the top 10 right now.
Yeah.
The type of deal that he got from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, yeah, you can expect them to sling it even after moving on from George Pickens this offseason, which was part of this real big roster overhaul. I know, Mike, that we've talked about it's been an un-Steeler-like offseason where they get rid of, like, Minkah Fitzpatrick and George Pickens, bring in, like, Jonnu Smith, bring in Aaron Rodgers, make
Jalen Ramsey.
TJ Watt, the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. It's just been a very strange offseason out in Pittsburgh. But the last thing I wanted to bring up here was that the four pass rushers that I just mentioned with TJ, Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, Danielle Hunter, all got big paydays this offseason. Schefter has this as well, that still waiting for an extension for guys like Trey Hendrickson, Micah Parsons, and Aiden Hutchinson for the Lions as well, Mike. And we'll see what type of paydays those guys get. I think Aiden's a little bit interesting because of that major injury that he suffered last year. Micah is going to get a gigantic payday at some point, likely from Dallas, because you know that Jerry Jones loves the stars. Trey Hendrickson is the intrigue one, because what the heck are the Bengals doing? I mean, they're like every news that comes out about the Bengals seems to be bad news, Mike.
It's never good, and I think they have the only first-round pick not signed. The
Correct.
Good news is now we've seen in a flurry over the last 24 hours five second-round selections come to terms, not with fully guaranteed contracts. It's in that 80 to 90 range of guarantees, and that sort of has broken the seawall, so to speak. And I think now you're going to see it as training camp gets closer, more and more of the second round picks signed. Also, Charlie, this happened later in the night, I think right before you guys got off, but man, the Tulane Green Wave got a big commitment from Braden Allen from Lafayette Christian Academy, the wide receiver there. He was heavily recruited by the likes of Texas Tech, who's, man, they got a multi-billionaire dude running the show there that's throwing money left and right. I know Boston College, Vanderbilt, all the Louisiana schools, with the exception of LSU, all were after him, and he decided to commit to the Tulane Green Wave and John Summerall. That's a big catch for Coach Summerall to grab him when a lot of people in the Lafayette area thought Texas Tech would peel him away from there. He ends up committing. Now, again, it is not a signing, but it's a commitment to the Tulane Green Wave. So congratulations to Braden Allen. I've got the chance to see him play. Man, he's a playmaker, also a tremendous track athlete. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL. And when we return, we'll have on with us New Orleanium himself and a major member of the Who Dat Nation. Stan Verrett will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Once a purple night, always a purple night. And a charter member of the Who Dat Nation, Stan Verrett. Stan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, good to be with you guys, Mike. Always a pleasure.
Stan, before we get into some Saints stuff, I'm going to ask you the question, because in the NFC South, I think the biggest surprise over the last couple of years, when Tom Brady walked away and retired for good, I think everybody thought, man, the Bucs are going to come back down to earth. And they took a chance on Baker Mayfield. Now, they got thousands of people today that will tell you, oh, man, I knew Baker Mayfield was going to make it. Well, I don't know. I didn't hear too much of that when he signed with Tampa Bay. But it's always good to have that 2020 hindsight when it's all said and done. Were you really surprised how good Baker Mayfield has been with the Buccaneers? Because when you look at the NFC South, he's been the difference between Atlanta, New Orleans, Carolina over the last couple of years.
Yep. Look, I always liked him even when he was in college at Oklahoma. I did an interview with him at the Sugar Bowl after they won the Sugar Bowl back in after the 2016 season. And you know, I always liked his ability. I mean, he has that it that is the one thing that you can't project with quarterbacks. When the heat is on, when you got 300-pound men after you looking to do you harm, can you extend plays? Can you keep your eyes downfield? Can you still make things happen? And you don't know if a guy can do that until they're actually in the fire. And he just has that it that is so hard to quantify with quarterbacks. It's so hard to identify until they're actually in the situation. And so I think they overreacted in Cleveland. He had that disastrous playoff game. I believe it was against the Steelers. And I think they overreacted and parted ways with him after one game. And then he went to the Rams and, you know, didn't really play there. And, you know, so I think, I mean, he's always had the ability. I think he just got his confidence back. And, you know, having Godwin and Evans, you know, at receiver, and then, you know, they had some good backs. I mean, yeah, he's got them in a good place. And with Todd Bowles coaching up that defense, man, the Bucks are always going to be a tough situation to deal with.
And you think about they draft Emeka Buka from Ohio State, who is a really good receiver, and Bucky Irvin at running back, who's not the biggest guy around. But, boy, you saw just how effective he was. And they went from one of the back-tier running teams in the NFL to one of the top running teams in the NFL. So they're not going away anytime soon. And they got, Wirfs will miss a couple games, but they got all five starting members of the offensive line returning for the 2025 season. So they go be a handle. When you look at the Saints, I think it, you know, so much is put around the quarterback position, and naturally so. It's the spot everybody's going to keep an eye on. But I think it comes down to this. Saints defensively got to stop the run better, and they got to be able to run the football better. It comes down to that. And because that is going to help out the quarterback. The last couple years, Stan, this defense has not been able to stop the run. And when you're giving up almost 5 yards a pop, I mean, you know, I got an 11-year-old granddaughter could come up with a game plan to understanding that we're going to run the football on them until they stop it.
But I'll say this, though. If you look at what they had in Philly when Kellen Moore was there, the strength of that team was the defensive line and the offensive line. What that defensive line did to the Chiefs offensive line in the Super Bowl, I mean, it was they were mauling them. And so, you know, I think if he brings that philosophy here and he says, look, this is what I want to do. I want to build it with the big guys first. And then, you know, we'll let the skill guys do their thing. But, you know, it's always going to come back to blocking and tackling. And, you know, that offensive line in Philly, I mean, that tush push became an unstoppable play with them, you know. And I saw those recent quarterback rankings, and there was a lot of talk. I think Jalen Hurts was like number 9 on the quarterback rankings. I'm like, oh, he's Super Bowl MVP, you know. But they ran the ball with Saquon Barkley, and their defensive line was able to stop the run and get after the passer. And so it made things a whole lot easier for Jalen Hurts. He doesn't have to go out and win the game single-handedly. He's not – he doesn't have to give a virtuoso performance for them to win. And so, you know, look, do you want a superstar quarterback? Of course, everybody wants a superstar quarterback. It's the most important position in the game. But can you build a roster and can you build a winning attack where the quarterback doesn't have to do everything? Well, yeah, and we saw it in Philly. And there's no disrespect to Jalen Hurts, who I think is a player who's still improving, who's still getting better. But he has the luxury of that great offensive line, a great running attack, and a great defense to allow him to just, as he continues to develop, to not have to worry about going out and winning the game single-handedly. So if that's the approach here, you know, and I think that move of Trevor Penning to guard could be an indicator of what they're going to try to do, because, I mean, he has the potential to be a real road grader, you know, at guard with his size. And, you know, he's talked about being able to play more in a limited space than he had to do at tackle. And so, you know, that could be a key factor, because if you look at, you know, McCoy is an upper echelon center in the league. I think Kelvin Banks has everything that it takes to be a star in the league. Fuaga had a great rookie season, and Ruiz is an established veteran. So if the pinning move works, and then they've got Clapp and Radunz behind them, you know, if you have injuries like I had last year, or if the move with Penning doesn't pan out. But, you know, it's clear that offensive line is a priority. Now, this 3-4 situation on defense, that's going to be interesting to watch because, you think historically a 4-3 may be better against the run, but, those 39 sacks last year just weren't enough. And so I think there's really a premium on rushing the passer. And so they're going to stand Chase Young up, stand Granderson up, stand Cam up, and see if they can use their athletic ability to get after the quarterback more so than with their hand in the dirt. So we'll see if that works. But I like the interior guys. Brissee has come along really, really well. Kalen Saunders, and then they added Broughton and Devon Godshaw. So, they got the pieces. They just got to – the scheme has to work.
I think the big question mark is, do you have enough at cornerback? And that's why I really think that once he gets medically cleared, to see what happens, do the Saints make a run at Asante Samuel Jr.? He did have the neck injury, familiar with the defensive coordinator in that spot. And so you have the money to do it and take a chance on him for a one-year deal. And if it works out, great. If it doesn't, then you're not stuck with him, for a 5-year contract. And I think he would want to throw himself back out on the open market again if he can, get that big year.
And think about how deep that position was last year. You had Lattimore and Alante Taylor and Paulson Adebo and Kool-Aid McKinstry, a second-round pick coming up. So now it's on those guys. Like I like them bringing Yadam back. Yadam was pretty good when he was here before. So he's gonna have to be that good. They're gonna need these young guys, those middle round picks, Broughton and Stutzman, Riley, and the kid from Virginia, safety. They're gonna need those guys to develop quickly to contribute on defense and on special teams. But Alante Taylor is one of the people, if you look at, media talking about projected stars, emerging players, Alante Taylor is on that list, and you can use him a lot of different ways. He's shown effectiveness in blitzing, good in coverage, not afraid to come up and challenge guys in the run game. So, I think he's a great piece to have there. And then, Yadam and McKinstry are going to they're gonna have to play well.
Stan, I wanted to ask you about Chris Olave, kind of talking about these young pieces that could rise to stardom. I think it's a gigantic year for him. You just saw Garrett Wilson get a huge payday from the New York Jets. And now I think there's at least 6 to 8 players that are the wide receivers that are over $30 million average annual value. And right now, Chris Olave, yes, the Saints picked up his 5th-year option, so he's going to be here through 2026. But if he's looking for that major type of extension, he's got to go out on the field and have a big year.
Yeah, I'm worried about those concussions. I'll be 100% honest with you. I'm really worried about that because he can't keep going through that just for his long-term health as a human being. He's had several, and so you just hope for a healthy year with no problems in that area. It's the NFL guy's going to get nicked up. But you just hope that that's not a continuing problem for him because it could force some really difficult decisions. So that's the first thing. You hope that that's not an issue for him again because he's got all the ability that it takes to be a number one. And I'll say this. Look, Rashid Shaheed was out for most of the year last year. He is a game changer in terms of the attention that defenses have to pay to him because if he gets free, it's a touchdown. Period. And so that safety, whether you're playing one or two safeties, one of those safeties has to always know where he is because if you get a double move or you get him free coming across the middle, it could be a touchdown very quickly. Now, you add Brandon Cook to that. I know he's been around for a while. He's not old. He's a veteran. But he's still fast, too. And so that should open up stuff for Juwan Johnson and Morrow and Olave to work short and intermediate routes, but the big thing for Olave has to be health first. You just hope that that's not a continuing issue for him.
Stan, I'm going to ask you the question. Who starts game one for the Saints at quarterback and why?
I think they want it to be Tyler Shough. If they were sold on Rattler, Maybe they don't draft Shook. Maybe they go somewhere else with that pick. So you would have to think that they wanted to be Shook. Now, you know, this second round situation in the NFL has really become interesting with these second round picks getting guaranteed contracts. And this just happened today. Alfred Collins from the 49ers, he was the number 43 pick. So he's three picks behind Shook, and they guaranteed 88% of his contract. So there's some parameters there where now the Saints can sort of look at what's happening with guys around him. There's two other guys in front of him who are still working on deals. Or a few guys in front of him who are still working on deals. So you know, but you have some guys getting guaranteed picks in the second round. So, you know, you would hope that they're going to get this done in the next week so that he doesn't miss any time in training camp, because, you know, I'm sure his representatives are like, look, you need to be there day one at training camp because you're fighting for a starting job, and you got a guy who's been there for a year, who you're fighting against for that starting job, and you don't want him taking those first team reps to start. So I would think that they wanted to be, you know, competition is the nature of the game, you know, and if Rattler can come in and take that second year leap, I mean, he didn't, you know, he was out there with backups mostly last year. He didn't have the starting offensive line. He didn't have the starting receivers with him. And so you got to kind of grade him on a curve last year. We didn't really get to see what he could do with the starting guys around him. And so he'll get that chance this year. I mean, preseason is going to be really interesting to see how those guys perform. You know, I saw a stat today that when I thought back about it, I said, well, yeah, it's true. The Saints haven't started a rookie in week one since Archie Manning in 1971. So, you know, they traditionally just hasn't worked out that way where rookies start. But I think if you draft him where they drafted him with the forecast that they had for him, the scouting report that they had for him, I think they drafted him to be the starter. And now it's up to him to get the deal done, get in camp, and go out and establish some rhythm with the offense. And, you know, I know he's been doing some offseason work with Cooper Rush, who worked with Kellen Moore when they were in Dallas. So Cooper Rush is familiar with the offense, and he's been working with him in Baltimore. So he's been doing it on his own, getting acquainted with the system and learning all the different terminology and everything within the offense, because, you know, Cooper Rush was in it for several years. So he's doing the right things now, what he can do until he gets the deal done. But, you know, you hope it works out. You hope that their evaluations were correct and that this is the guy. I mean, he's 25 years old, so he's not the typical rookie in terms of not having played as much as other rookies. I mean, he played 7 years in college, and so he's got a big arm. You know, I've heard reports that his athletic ability is underrated, that he'll be able to extend plays when it's time to do that. And so, you know, we'll see. But it's the toughest position in sports, because you never know how a guy's going to do until he's in the situation. And so you just got to hope he's ready. They've made the proper evaluation on him, and they can put him in the best chance, give him the best chance to succeed, knowing that you have a viable option in Rattler if for whatever reason he's just not ready or it doesn't work out. But it's going to be really interesting to have a legitimate quarterback battle, something, you know, over the last 20 years, we haven't seen much with the Saints because, you know, Drew Brees had that position locked down for so long. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Stan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, but I'll give you my take on this. I think the breakout guy this year on offense, Rashid Shaheed, if he stays healthy, man, he scares the bejesus out of you. Every time he takes off downfield, and you can see those corners bailing out because they know it's going deep. I think if he can stay healthy, he is going to be a really, really big addition, so to speak, back to the lineup that wasn't there a year ago because he was hurt.
I mean, go back to that Dallas game. I mean, whew, man. The way they torched the Cowboys last year, he was a big part of that. And, you know, you can run jet sweeps and reverses and all sorts of different things with him. Just get it in his hands and let him go.
There ain't no next man up for him.
because, I mean, he's a special guy with that ball in his hand. Stan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great to hear from you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys, always a pleasure. Who that?
Who that? Stan Verrett, once a Purple Knight, always a Purple Knight. Again, charter member of the Who Dat Nation. We'll be back, and when we come back, we'll have David Grubb on with us to talk Pelicans Summer League right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from thebirdrights.com, David Grubb, who covers the NBA, the Pelicans, Summer League. Dave, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Dave, I got told this years ago by Richie Pettibone, man, longtime assistant coach. He coached 1 year as a head coach with the then Washington Redskins. He's like, Mike, I'm going to tell you something about preseason. Every once in a while you see an individual player stand out, but 99% of this is a mirage. Good and bad. And we've kind of seen that with the Pels. At times it looks really good. And we saw it last night with Fears, where he's frenetic at times, up and down the court. But then when he's on, he's really good. We've seen the same thing with Derek Queen. Man, he starts off a game, he's absolutely awful. And then he gets hot, and he really looks good as a player. That's part of the summer league. You get an opportunity to play. It's the preseason for NBA basketball. So from what you've seen from the Pelicans in the summer league, your evaluations on how, especially those first two picks, because that's where, if you're going to get contributions early, it's going to be from those two guys.
Well, I think what we learned in summer league so far, and they still have one game to play, but I think in these first four games, you've seen the talent for both Fears and Queen. They are undoubtedly both talented young players, but heavy emphasis on the word young. I mean, Fears is an 18-year-old point guard, and we've not seen that player come in outside of maybe a Derrick Rose, who was 19 when he came into the league. But we don't usually see young point guards with that kind of tremendous impact in the first year. You see all the good things with Fears, the quickness, the athleticism, the ability to score when he's going downhill. But he also struggled to make shots, only made, I believe, 3 3-pointers the entire time that in summer league so far. And a lot of turnovers, I think 20 turnovers in 4 games for him. So he's got to bring those down. And for Queen, it's again, you can see the scoring ability, but defensively he feels lost. So I think when you look at this group, the things that you already knew that these guys were talented, you saw. But you also saw how inconsistent young players are. And when you look at the Pelicans over the past 5 years or so, the rookies who have come in and made a contribution have been the older ones, the Herb Jones, Jose Alvarado, Najee Marshall, Trey Murphy. All those guys played at least 3 years of college basketball when they came in. The rest of these kids who have been 1 or 2 year players in college, it's been more of a struggle. So I think if you're a Pelicans fan, don't expect either one of those young guys to be significant contributors early. But if you're the Pelicans, you've got to find a way to find a way for them to contribute early so that they can be major players when you're making your playoff push, hopefully, in the second half of the season.
Your evaluation of Trey Alexander, he's not a young player. He's had some work in a couple of different leagues. But your thoughts on him, he lit it up pretty well last night. I think he scored 25 points for the Pelicans. But your thoughts, and does he legitimately have a chance to make this roster?
Yeah, I think when you can score, you always got a chance. And I think that what helped him in particular last night is you didn't see PV, you didn't see Queen, and you didn't see Meese. So the driving lanes were a little more open for him. He knocked down 5 3-pointers in the game, which was huge. He showed that he could make his shots. He showed that he could score. He has good size as a guard. And that's certainly why the Pelicans brought him in. They need instant offense off the bench. And when you look at the struggles that Jordan Hawkins has had in trying to be that guy the last 2 years, you bring in some competition. So I think that as we get to closer to training camp, that's a young man who's going to put pressure on the Pelicans to whether or not they want to use him as one of their regular contracts rather than just a two-way. Because as you said, he's played in the NBA, didn't get a lot of time, but he was the leading scorer in the G League last year, and he's got all those things. He can handle the basketball, he can shoot it from distance, and he's got some physicality to him as well. If you can put the ball in the bucket, there's always room for you.
You know, David, I thought it was interesting listening to Jeremiah Fears talk last night post-game, and he said that he kind of caught up to the pace of the new kind of summer league basketball in the second half of their second game, and that kind of showed, right? Because the third game that they played felt like the best game that Derrick Queen played by far, but it also felt like the best game that Jeremiah Fears had played, and then last night happens where he goes for 22 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists, and maybe he's kind of getting up the pace. I know that Corey Brewer talked about like this whole thing is going to be great for him to be able to take the tape from the summer league and be able to look at it throughout the rest of the summer, entering kind of the preseason and then the regular season, and be able to figure out what he needs to really improve on and hunker down with. But it just feels like the steady improvement we've seen so far from Jeremiah Fears has been there. And for an 18-year-old point guard, that's obviously very promising.
Yeah, I think what you always look for in young players is, do they learn from their mistakes and do they apply what they've learned by the next game? I mean, it's funny how when we talk about sports, it's two things. Number one, you adjust to the speed, and this is on all levels. When we talk about football players or baseball players, you adjust to the speed, but then as you get experience, the game slows down at the same time. And I think that's where you're waiting for those things to come together for these young players, is when they know when to change their own speed and when they can adjust the speed to the defense or the offense that they're seeing. So I think Jeremiah Fears did a good job of applying lessons from game to game. There are clearly holes that you'd expect from a kid who's only a year out of high school and who you know, jumped up a year at that. So skipped a year of school essentially by classing up. He's got a lot to learn. But the building blocks are there. And I think you heard it in particular. If you're going to get advice about a Chicago point guard, Isaiah Thomas had nothing but good things to say about Jeremiah Fears. And I think if you're going to get the kiss of approval, the stamp of approval in your Chicago point guard, that's the guy to get it from.
Dave, you wrote something and said it on YouTube, and man, you sang the song that I listened to, and you said it feels like Joe Dumars has put everything on the back and shoulders of Zion Williamson and Trey Murphy. And I can say to that, amen. That is exactly what has happened to this basketball team. You can talk about team sport and all that, and that is part of it. But, man, they are going to win or lose based off of what happens with Zion and Trey.
Absolutely. I mean, you see what Joe Dumars has said in his statements, and you saw how closely he was sitting next to Zion Williamson throughout these games and talking to him. It's clear. And he says, he told him, look, you're 25. You've got to start taking on some of these responsibilities. And I think that superstardom is more than just about your talent. It's more than just about how you play the game of basketball and the numbers you put up. Can you lead your team? And the best player, whether it's by example or by voice, you have to be able to lead your team. And Zion has not had that responsibility yet. 6 years in, he's never been given the responsibility of leadership. Part of that's due to absence, but part of that's because he didn't take it. But Joe Dumars is saying it's yours now, whether you like it or not, it's yours. And we will sink or swim based on what you do with this. And that's absolutely true. Now, that's a bet that Joe Dumars is making, but I think ultimately, as long as he's on the roster, that's the bet you have to make. He's got to prove you wrong. And I think that's where Joe Dumars is putting his money in, is that if it doesn't work, it's going to be because Zion Williamson didn't work, not because I didn't put the pieces together around him.
Real quick question for you, Dave. Do you think the Tulane Green Wave football team this year under John Sumrall, they get to 10 wins?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I agree with you. I got to see what they got at quarterback.
We're big fans of Coach Sumrall over here.
I got to see what happens at quarterback, but they look like they are set up that this team can get to double-digit wins.
I mean, you talked to Maddie Hudak enough, who is the queen of understanding Tulane football.
Yes.
Absolutely. And when she's excited, I get excited. You know, like when she tells me the team's going to be good, I know I trust her. But absolutely, John Sumrall, the thing that I believe in him is because there's certain coaches that whatever they do, it translates. Wherever you go, you have a system that translates. And I think John Sumrall, the great thing about him is that he understands who his players are, and he puts them in the best position to win. He's not trying to make them fit his system. He adapts to what he has. So, you know, he's still got a great running back in that backfield. But as you said, it's going to come down to that quarterback play. But he's shown that he can build a defense. He's shown they can play mistake-free football by and large. And I think that they're still in a position in that conference to challenge for a playoff spot.
No question about it. Dave, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great stuff for you, and hopefully this summer league ends pretty quick and we get to watch some of the real stuff real soon.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all so much.
All right. David Graham from AsTheBirdWrites.com covering the NBA and the Pelicans. We'll come back to finish it off here in hour number one of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. I want to thank Stan Verrett, also David Grubb, for joining us. Talk Saints and Pelicans. We come back in the 5 o'clock hour, a little after 5:20. Old pal, many, many years, Tim Brando from Fox Sports will come on with us to talk college football, his views of it. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this news break.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.